piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles, one, two, testicles. Thank you so much for tuning back in. Welcome, everybody, to Paranoid Radio Podcast, the best show with the best content for the best listeners. I am Troubles Garcia, your humble host. And ladies and gentlemen, as you already know, this is the first of the month. So Flashy_News1, our deep state correspondent, will be bringing bombs of knowledge. Big Tank, the best co-host on the fucking planet, will not make it in today. However, we have a great episode lined up with amazing energy, amazing bombs of knowledge, and the Galactic Report with JB from the RogueOneMedia.com. So make sure you stay tuned because devolution theory is real and we are here to explain it to you with details, starting with the Galactic Report. JB, take it away.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Galactic Update Report brought to you by Rogue One Media and Paranoid Radio. I'm JB. Let's get into it. Exopolitics, Michael Sala and Elena Danan, emissary to the Galactic Federation of Worlds, reported that Fleet Commander Thor Honoradian for the Galactic Federation secretly met with a four-star general, later to be identified as General Glenn D. Hernick, leader of the North Command military.
Extraterrestrial disclosure is being planned at an underground Blue Ridge mountain complex involving a four-star U.S. Air Force general in charge of Northern Command and NORAD with the Galactic Federation of Worlds.
They met in the secret military underground base of Blue Ridge Complex, also known as Raven Rock Mountain Complex. This military complex is primarily used for emergency situations such as nuclear war, where military would be in a bunker and conducting operations under extreme circumstances. The fact that they met in this location was very significant.
General Van Herk would subsequently take operational control of all military forces needed to defend the U.S. from foreign attacks. There have been persistent rumors that the US came under a Pearl Harbor-like cyber attack in the 2020 presidential elections after the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, was stifled by the intelligence community in publicly revealing the true extent of foreign election interference. According to this scenario, President Trump secretly authorized a continuity of government emergency, which gave authority for US Northern Command to secretly take control of the country. If such rumors are accurate, then General Van Herk would have the authority to make decisions concerning the future of the United States in his capacity as both Northern Command and NORAD commander in an undeclared continuity of government emergency.
This is very significant considering that this information came from a source that was outside the Q community and the political community. This came from the Galactic community, which is separate. And the fact that they identified General Glenn D. Hernick as the leading commander of the North inside the facility of Raven Rock Blue Ridge Military Complex is tremendous. It's tremendous information regarding the connection between Devolution, Earth Alliance, Galactic Federation, and the war that's been taking place since the 2020 election.
Disclosure would first involve revealing the existence of anti-gravity spacecraft, some of which operate out of Raven Rock, and then the presence of extraterrestrial visitors associated with the Galactic Federation and other groups that have established diplomatic relations with the Earth Alliance generally, and Northern Command and NORAD more specifically. This plan firmly points to 2023 being a major year for disclosure of secret space programs and extraterrestrial visitation.
This is JB reporting for Rogue One Media and Paranoid Radio. Now stay tuned for a special sit-down discussion on devolution with Flash, JB, and Trebles up next.
Okay.
What? That was wild, bro.
All right, dog.
Mind blown, right?
Wow.
All
right, wow, you ready?
A lot of shit going on there, man. A lot of shit going on.
Man,
converging.
Let me get you guys in.
Sorry,
guys, ready?
All right, we're jumping into
it. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an amazing show lined up for you guys. Striking with iron is hot and jumping from the deep end of the pool. We are dealing with the change of heart of hundreds of thousands of people. Some say it's a great awakening. Amongst them, I include myself. Back in 2016 to 2018, the media had me believing and running wild on anti-Trump rants and voting for criminals to lead our nation. Use this as my testimony. I changed sides. Through the great awakening, knowledge, humility of my peers and collaborators, I've learned that I must challenge your reality one episode at a time. It's not red versus blue. It's not Dems versus Reps or even left versus right. It's about the war taking place in your mind via the highways of influence, deception, data, soul-binding spells, data hacking, propaganda, guns that shoot bullets of lies to shatter your moral values into oblivion. It's about good versus evil. To assist me in decapitating the head of fake news and uncovering secret military constitutional conservation, I've invited two major roles in the development of this show, personal friends in high areas in their own domain. Two characters symbiotically working together in the same war, but different battalions. Two New Yorkers to give a deep state a New York beatdown. Please welcome small business owner, father, patriot, deep state correspondent, and truth warrior, Flash for Flashy _ News One, and professional multimedia business owner, renegade light being influencer, and galactic report general, JB from the Fell Academy and RogueOneMedia.com. Welcome, guys.
Let's go, oh, man.
The usual Trebles monster intros. Love them.
Thank you. I try to do my best. We have I know you guys have been here on the show. Flash, give them a quick 2-minute intro of who you are and why are you here? And then same for JB, please.
Yeah, man, my name is Flash. In New York, small business owner, like Trebles said. I've been in this truth movement, I mean, really my whole life, but, you know, just started coming into my own with it and being having the balls enough to speak up about it.
That's right. That's right. What's up with you, JB?
Social media rebel, the blacklisted, targeted, the deep state hunter, destroyer, truth seeker, light bearer, light warrior, galactic reporter, just battling this war on the souls of humanity. And we're going to win this war. So let's get into it.
That's right. Guys, before anything, I want to thank you guys for sharing the platform, the time, and your knowledge with us and the listeners. Thank you so much for being here. As always, this is the first of the month and we're dropping bombs of knowledge. Striking with iron is hot. We're going to bring in the fucking topic, which is devolution. Picking up right after what we just saw right now, which is the freaking galactic report. Dog, okay. So, Flash, give me a quick... I want to connect what devolution theory is first, and then JB come in with the galactic report and fucking tie it all in. Because allegedly, Trump is still president, and he's doing some military operations to fucking push away the deep state Democrats, right? Kind of, am I wrong?
Pretty much. You know, so the whole concept of devolution is the continuity of government, that if there is something that happens in the world, say a pandemic or, you know, a civil war, something like that, that there is a plan in place so that the government can continue working without necessarily having a president, an official president in the White House. So, and this whole Q thing, how that started, you know, it started coming to the public and posting in 2017 on a thing called 4chan and 8chan, which is an anonymous posting board. And in the beginning, you know, no one really knew what it was. It sounded like it was kind of some bullshit. You know, I really didn't pick up on it until later on. But essentially what it is, it's an information op. And what it is to combat the deep state's narratives. And in the beginning, we all knew, we saw Trump struggling with the media and the lies and the spins and the Russia hoax and all these things. And it was
and
really
now it's
hard.
Flipping.
Right. Well, of course, now it's the year of the boomerang. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't stop the truth. You know, it's a locomotive. You know, it's going to come out sooner or later. But the whole thing with, you know, with Q was that it was really a way to get information out to the public that would combat the false narratives that were being produced. And really what it ended up being was it ended up awakening a lot of people that were already in their hearts patriots, but that really just thought that their government did have their best interests in mind, and that they knew maybe that there was some corruption going on, but had a lot of questions. And what Q did was ask questions. You know, a lot of his posts or its posts or whoever it is, we don't know, you know, would end in question marks, because it's up to you to go do that research. So it's not like, you know, they want to paint it as some kind of cult and that we follow this nameless person. No. All he did was activate people to ask questions.
Quite frankly, that's my opinion as well. I think it activated a lot of people and it helped to wake up a lot of larger amounts of masses, right? 100%. But you sent me an article. You sent both of us an article. Guys, for the people that do not know, JB, Flash, and I have a devolution chatting text thread where we're dropping bombs of knowledge on each other, mostly them, on the topic at hand. And you gave me what's it called, Patel Patriot, what's his name,
Patel Patriot. Yeah, devolution.
Okay, so that's just one of the That's just one of the things that he gave me. It has 23 articles. I went through 11. I'm fucking, dude, I have so much information in my head. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to push it out at the same time. Crazy, like, it's a lot of information. I'm talking about general names, people in Secretary of Defense, the way Donald Trump could have, and this is still a theory, but the information and articles that were placed on Patel, what, Paddle Patriot, on his articles, it kind of tells us. It's not kind of. It's setting the stones and giving us information with names and dates and presidential executive orders from the president before 2020 election was stolen, during that it was getting stolen, and right after Biden moved into the White House, because all he did was move into the White House, right? Right. Okay. So let's pick up from there. So the theory is there was a military operation, dark, special operation, to keep the Constitution safe, and the truth of the voting. I'm not sure if help me out here.
A lot of people think that there's a theory about why Space Force was even created in the first place. You know, uh-huh. Space Force, people don't really give Trump enough credit for Space Force and how important that all was. You know, uh-huh. And Space Force, now people don't know, is that it was actually working outside of the oversight of Congress for the first 6 months that of his existence. Uh-huh. So now the theory is that Trump actually made Space Force in order to kind of make a black satellite place where things can be stored safely, then he could view everything, that he could pretty much spy on the 2020 election being stolen and things mm-hmm. like that. And now, you know, what's interesting is that with JB,
that was the first thing he did when he came in.
That, yeah, it was huge. And like, yeah. No one even, it came out of left field. Like, everyone was like, Space Force, like, what are you talking about? You know, and now what's interesting with this whole thing with the Galactic Federation is that it makes even more sense now why he would start the Space Force. You know, if this whole thing with the Galactic Federation, and I see how it's absolutely true, and it all ties into Q, and it all ties in to the Space Force and why that's so important. You know, so, yeah, go ahead.
JB, how does it connect, bro?
What we have here is we have two stories that are, they're just deep, deep proof and evidence of just undeniable, they are exist, which is Q and the Galactic Federation. These are two sides that just, when you look at all the evidence that leads up to their existence, they have yet to be revealed, though. Like, there's still a theory. Mm-hmm. Like, we have mm-hmm. we have definitive proof, but it's undeniable, but it's still considered a theory because nobody's coming out and revealed Q, and you know the Galactic Federation has not come out and introduced themselves. So it's still considered a theory. And then this last piece of the puzzle, which connects all of them together, it connects like this meeting was just, it was profound, because it's like we have the general who is listed in Patel's articles as being, you know, he's the General Van Hertig, he's the general of the North Command. In mm-hmm. devolution, he's the guy. Mm-hmm. He just happens to be the guy that was identified in this military complex, which is only supposed to be used for situations like devolution, like a nuclear war, like emergency government. This military complex. That's where they
it's contingency plans.
All that. So that was the location. So now you got the general, the location, and it just happens to be a galactic commander that's meeting with them. Now it's like nobody's talking to the others, like the political community of Q on the galactic side. They don't even say the word devolution until this thing came out. But so now that just connects everything and really legitimizes, to be honest with you, with the whole Q thing. Like, I was on board prior to the election, and I was, you know, the drops and all that. But we had years, 3 years, whatever, of, you know, promises. And they kept saying the election was secure. The election was secure. The election. Mm. So when the election got stolen, you know, when people tried to say, oh, they did it, they let it happen, they let them take it so they could show the world who they were. No. They actually got caught off guard with that. They never expected the deep state to come full force between the courts, the states, the legis, the supreme, everything converged on them that they never thought.
Antifa, BLM, the pandemic, COVID-19,
the military, the dark aligned. Military, everything. Yeah. It was just like, wow, they really did pull it off. Because if they let them have it, if they actually let them have it just to do this thing, they would have violated their oath to the Constitution. Like, they are supposed to defend the Constitution, defend the country at all costs. So for them to just, if they could have arrested, or if they could have done something and they just let them have it to make the people wake up. No, that's that would never, they would have been they would have been traitors to the people if they let that allow that. So they got caught. So then they, you know, Devolution got thrown into the play immediately. Devolution plans got put into the mix. In November, he started freaking moving on that. So that makes all the sense in the world. Like that, I could see being realistic as opposed
to. It is true.
As opposed to saying that, you know, the Patriots are in the control and they everything's hunky dory. That used to rattle me because I'm like, no, man, this is a war. We're fighting. We need every inch of power that we could possibly get. This isn't just, hey, they have it. So that's what used to rattle me about the community, because it was always just Q's in control and Trump's in control. But it was like, no, we're fighting over here. It's a war.
That's the thing that the media really jumped on. And the people that were anti-Q, they were like, you know, because there was this Russian thing back in the day in the Soviet Union, it was called Operation Trust. And it was this thing where they sowed, you know, a lot of doubt.
That was pretty remarkable. The government.
Right. And, you know, and it has a lot of telltale signs to Q and trust the plan and everything like that. So, you know, what I think there was a plan. There's always plan A, plan B, plan C. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always contingency plans to every military operation or any operation. Therefore, you know, that's something that's serious. So what I think, like exactly what JB said, I was on board with the whole thing, too. I even thought Patriots were in control. And I was even thinking that, OK, maybe they did let them steal it. But then, you know, you have to take that your confirmation bias out of it, you know, that need to confirm what you already believe, because then you can go through the Q drops. If you already have this confirmation bias in you and you're reading the drops, you can make of it what you really want of it. You know what I mean? You can be like, oh, look, Q said this and it ties to that. And then you're going down rabbit holes and then you sound crazy. You know what I mean? And then when you're trying to convince other people of this, that, you know, oh, everything's really fine. Everything's totally under control, even though, you know, we see, you know, everything is literally not, you know, the borders open. You know what I mean? Like all of this craziness.
Well, I mean, you know, but they sold it like that. In other words, even Q sold it like, enjoy the show, enjoy the movie, relax, you know, kind of like sit back and watch. And so I found fault with that, because it was like, if you expected critical thinkers, that people that you're training to think critically and to think, you know, to do what you're training us to do is read these rails and dissect them. At some point in time, these people are going to say, okay, you've been talking about this for a while and you said this was secure. You said this was this. And it's still, none of this stuff has come to pass. We have to start thinking that maybe this is a psyop, and you have to.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just completely information biased. You're just convincing yourself everything is exactly the way it is.
And I think, you know, in a lot of ways, it was a psyop, you know what I mean? Like, if we're being honest.
A white hat psyop.
They're a white hat psyop, absolutely. And, you know, and Q does talk about how disinformation is important. Because we got to remember, you know, we didn't have some special access to these drops. Anybody could access these drops. The deep state, the bad guys, you know, I'm sure they were reading the boards. You know, so I think a lot of what he was doing was trying to throw off that too. A lot of posts you can't even decipher because they're not for us. You know, they're for people that are in the field. They're even for the deep state. You know, so I think a lot of people, you know, and then you know, you got the Patriots, you know, the people that were out there making money off of this whole thing, you know, and making their own influencers. Right. And, you know, and they're making their own biases and they're making their own, you know, and they're taking
The people that are claiming to be insiders. They're claiming to be insiders. Right. Like, you know, they got the inside connections. And, you know, like that was great until Biden put his hand on the Bible. So but now let's talk about what's the deal. Like now we're saying Biden is not the president. Trump is still the president. Okay. I honestly don't know how it works, because the deep state did take the presidency. They overthrew the government. And that's why devolution. Right.
Well, I'm gonna give you guys a couple of things that I found on the Patel Patriot page on the articles that take away and that are not involved with Q directly. So
he doesn't read the drops. Patel doesn't read the drops. That's
okay. So this guy said that during wartime presidency, which Trump did, he did say the United States is at war. These are fucking quotes that I looked up as I was reading these articles that did happen during the election fraud was happening, what the steal was happening. So I don't know if you guys know, which I also looked up, Abraham Lincoln during the time of Civil War, he did things that would have been unquoted, that would have been unconstitutional.
Yes,
he had special reach, special powers given to him. To him, he in emergency still got
habeas corpus. Yeah,
exactly.
He had traitors executed. He shut down the media. So
you're
obviously your main weapon, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. So he's talking about President Trump did special continuity plans with the new Secretary of Defense. As soon as he found out that Biden won the electoral vote, he put a new Secretary of Defense. This is real data, guys. I looked Chris it Miller. Up on the day by the dot. Like he put in a new Secretary of Defense, followed by a bunch of other trickling down generals and stuff, that when he would leave office, or at least the White House, right?
other factions of the U.S. military, dark and secret operatives, would have been continuing the role of not only investigation and keeping the president and the Constitution on like stable and safe, but right. also keeping it away from Biden when Biden joined, got into office.
Right.
Yeah, but he
right.
got into the White House. He cannot touch him because Donald Trump left it sealed, if that makes right. any sense.
He took the keys to the nuclear codes too with him. Trump mm-hmm. took the keys.
What?
And when he left, he was still the president. Yeah. When he arrived at Mar-a-Lago, he was still the president.
He left on Air Force One. Nobody does that when they leave the presidency. He left on Air Force One.
Right. That's another thing. Yep. He did things that are maybe weird. He didn't secede, actually. He didn't come out. No. He didn't go to inauguration. There's different right. things that he did that no other president has ever done yes. in history of the U.S. On top of that, he also... What was it? I lost my train of thought. Shit.
While you're thinking, I'll tell you another thing they did. When the transition team was coming in for Biden, Chris Miller, the devolution crew, refused to give Biden's administration any classified documents. So the Pentagon was refusing to cooperate with the incoming president, which has never been done before.
They have information on foreign interference on the Biden side of the team.
He was compromised.
So real fact. Yep. Yeah, he was compromised. And then during the inauguration of Joe Biden, these are key little things. Yep. Flash sent me this thing. Flash sent me this article where the patches of the soldiers mean a lot of different things in different areas. So during the inauguration, if the president's getting held up and doing special moves, special little routines, things that Napoleon Putin has out of the Bible, he's surrounded by submarines, Navy yep. SEALs, et cetera, they all have different patches and it means something. None of those patches were on any of the service members of the military during the inauguration. What the fuck does that tell you?
You know what? I think that was a way for the military to quietly say they don't recognize yes. Joe Biden as the commander in chief.
They turned their back on him too. There's a picture of them with their backs turned to him as his motorcade is passing by. Yep. There's a row of soldiers with their back to him. Dude.
That's right.
And you know, and just like there's a deep state in our government, there's a deep state in our military. They're the Absolutely. White hats and then there's the black hats, you know. So we got the Pentagon, which is pretty much the deep state of the military, yes. you know, and then you have the active service members like
We're at war, and Antifa were the ones that were infiltrated. They left bricks for the BLM, and BLM is not for black people. How about that?
Pretty much.
How dare you? You're racist.
It's the truth, dog. It's the truth. There's oversensitive white privileged people, and I'm not saying. Look, I'm sorry, you guys are white. I'm sorry. I'm not attacking.
Don't
white
apologize,
people.
Please. I don't get offended easy.
You guys are in danger. You're in danger. Being a white man in danger. America right now is in danger. You're endangered.
The oppressed individuals.
Yeah, no, because of the oppressor. I mean,
being a white, straight, hetero male in the United States of America.
Unvaccinated.
Damn, dog, you're a threat.
We're veering off the track. Pull us in.
Guys, devolution sounds like it's real. We had a break there. We're coming back. So make sure, I hope you guys are enjoying the show.
That would be good time for a commercial.
We have another 15 minutes. We're at a commercial break. We have another 15 minutes. We're going to drop Hammer of the Gods. Now, I want you guys to kind of like bring it all in together. There's a lot of information on devolution for the people that do not know and they want to get more information, want to read some type of how the government is secretly continuing Trump's presidency and protecting the Constitution from being raped by these fucking satanic pedophile reptilians. If you guys want more information, go to the Patel Patriot article. It's away from Q, because I know when people hear Q, they go, "Oh no!" Right away, they fucking,
you know
they
what? This is
off.
Not about Q. Like Q wasn't even mentioned in any of the what
no,
was just
he doesn't read them.
Shown.
Exactly.
You know, but we all know in the shadow, there's the Q is behind it. Well, you believe Absolutely. It is, but we should, by all means, now veer off to what's on the galactic side of all this. Because if you're on the ground level, the political level, the Q community where they roam, and now you pull back and you go up to the stars, and then you get red pilled again. People think they're red pilled when they vote for Trump, and then it's like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I vote for Trump, I'm red pilled, and then it's like you get no.
There's
no,
a reason
no.
why he put the fucking Space Force on deck. That's why he did it.
Yeah.
There's some shit going on that we don't know. The disclosures happened right after his presidency.
The last Q post talked about ascension.
Yes.
And the DNA.
Ascension DNA. Q has subtle mm-hmm. little hints towards it, so you know that there's the connection.
He's trying to get us there.
It has to be.
But, it's the next level.
But now this whole thing is about disclosure, because the real story is it's not what's happening in the politics. The real story is what's been going on on the off planet, the extraterrestrial control, the reptilian, dark reptilian control that it's had, they were the power behind the deep state cabal. Like basically, they were the authority to the deep state. They were allies, the human and the dark ETs, and then the human and the white ETs, they joined force. So when you have Earth Alliance, it's the Earth Alliance, as in like the leaders of the countries of Earth forming together to form an alliance against this dark extraterrestrial deep state cabal that's trying to enslave the Earth. So now you have Putin, Trump, Xi, Kim Jong-un.
What's your take on Putin?
Putin's, he's the man. Like, dude, he is the Trump of Russia. He's the Trump of Russia. Like, you know, yeah, dude, they call him crazy. Dude, he's the Trump of Russia. The media destroys him. He's Trump, dude. He's Trump on his land. And they treat everybody like that. Anybody who does this, they treat like a Trump. They just did this to the Brazilian guy, the Brazilian president who got ousted. He's the Trump of Brazil.
This guy covered it hard.
That's tremendous.
That's crazy.
But the thing is, these guys now, these leaders that are supposedly adversaries, they're actually working together against their own deep state, the Chinese deep state, the Russian deep state, the United States deep state, Ukraine. So that's the story. And then you have their alignment with ETs. And then when you actually dive into that side of the world, you get a whole new perspective. And, you know, Flash is going to dip his toe in the water, and he already has been. And he's starting, the bells are starting to go off, and you're starting to think, like, you know what? DNA and souls and trying. And basically, it's a war on our souls. It's like it goes so much deeper than what you think it is.
So, and it's a spiritual war. And you know, you don't even have to be a conspiracy theorist to even see that, or you don't even have to be religious or Christian or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know my Bible well, but I know it well enough to know that we're in biblical times, you know, and that everything we are seeing has been written already. You know, and history may not repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme, you know, and what we're seeing now is already played out so many other times. That's why I feel like sometimes like we're living in some kind of loop or simulation or something, you know what I mean? Because it's just rinse and repeat. And I think it's because we've never really, as a human race, got past the wall of politics and conspiracy theories. And we're not asking the right questions anymore, you know, because, you know, like for me, I'm so bogged down in the everyday because I'm just trying to combat the narrative. Yeah. That's going on, but that's also part of the deep state's plan, is to keep us fucking just filled with such
head down
garbage, you know what I mean? Like the Biden and his document, like, you know, like what does that really mean on a grand scale? Right. Like at the end of the day, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you sound like a black pill right now. Garbage. Wow.
You know what I mean? Right. But, okay. But you know, because in a lot of ways, but it's that black pill that's going to lead to the gold one. Because if you could take this black pill that, you know, not everything is about politics, not everything is about right versus left, you know, and then it's not even about good versus evil. It's even past that. But in order to get to that place, we have to have a common understanding of what we're fighting, what we're dealing with. So that's why I feel it's important to put out these videos every day.
You have to look at the ugly narratives. You got to look at the ugly, and you can't live in the ugly. Like you got to look at the blackness, but you can't live in the blackness. So it's like those who haven't been there, they have to see it. You have to see it for yourself in order to get through it. But once you see it and you have it, then you got to rise above it because you can't let it consume your life. And there comes a point where it consumes you.
Absolutely. And I think for me, you know, just the struggles that I've had as a kid, you know, I've been in and out of jail. I was a heroin addict, you know, and I think a lot of that prepared me for this battle, you know, because, you know, I was alone with my thoughts for so long in jails, you know, and just sitting there not knowing what was going on with my life and everything and just questioning everything. But now I feel like this battle, all the battles that I fought in my life before this are preparing me for this battle now, you know, and you know, just combating these narratives every day. It may seem like, you know, I'm not doing anything important, but in order to get for us where we want to go, you know, we got to wake up the people that want to be woken up.
You're doing your part, brother. You're doing your part.
And we have to, you know, but now I see that, you know, there is more to this.
There is more. Because now it's ready for the next phase. Yeah, the next behind the curtain.
Those are fucking big words, dog. Right. You know what, bro? I'm going to be honest with you. This was my take when I met Flash. Very political, enthusiast, very knowledgeable, deep state correspondent, number one, for sure. That's why I call him my deep state correspondent, right? Now he's saying, like, you are not just about politics now. Like, there's a bigger scale picture painted in your head now. You are seeing that. That is big, bro. That is big. You are learning as you're going.
I never wasn't into politics up until the whole Trump movement. You know what I mean? And I was anti-Trump in the beginning. You know, I had just gotten out of jail. I didn't know.
That's crazy.
You too, right? Same thing. Yeah.
Both of you guys were anti-Trump. That's great.
I was just hearing what I was hearing on CNN when I was in jail. You know what I mean? That he was a Russian spy and all this shit.
It's amazing, right? It's amazing.
It was nuts. You know, but so I think that's what Q was really good for, was getting people like me that were never into politics, but always questioned things, start asking questions about what was going on in our country, you know, and about what was going on in our political system, you know, and then that's what led me to War Room and Steve Bannon. And those things are really important. Like JB was saying, you know, to get to the nuts and bolts, how things work, you know, how to vote, how to register to vote, how to get people, you know, all that stuff. But and at the end of the day, that's the bread and circus. You know what I mean? It's not just sports and beer and, you know, everything that the conspiracy theorists say is bread and circus. The bread and circus is actually the politics more so than anything else.
And the celebrity fucking sideshows and now, you know, the whole satanic movement that's just
swell. And the 71 genders and the fucking
it is satanic.
Me Too movement. And the fucking, and the people getting shot over there, and people, the forest huggers in Atlanta, and all this fucking baby back bullshit.
So wait, now I'm going to get deep on you guys for 1 second. I'll get deep because that's what I do. So now here's a deep this. Like, and Trebs kind of knows where I go with this. Now, there is now the spiritual evolution, the ascension, the ascension. So there's a theory, or they're saying that, like, there's going to be sort of like a split where there's going to be a third dimension, like Earth existence, that's going to be in this lower doom and gloom world. And then there's going to be a 5D dimension Earth existence where those who, you know, gravitate towards the light and gravitate towards the peace, prosperity, the love, all that unity, they're going to just, you know, go into that dimension. So there's going to be like a, supposedly there's going to be like a two existence where you could just live in this third world nightmare, or you could just kind of raise out into the 5D.
JB, Revelations speaks about the kingdom of God coming down. I'm not religious either. I've learned parts of the Bible because I have to use it for special people that come and attack my life that are religious, right? Yeah. So I had to read parts of the Bible. But the Bible talks about this 5D ascension. It's not just you saying, you're saying it into a, you use different terms, bro. That's all it is. He said the kingdom of God is going to come down on earth for a specific era of time. And the people under the level of his, when his kingdom comes, there's going to be a city in the sky, another dimension. Bam! You get what I'm saying? There's a connection right there. So the people that get ascended to his new kingdom in the heavens,
rapture.
I view the rapture, et cetera, et cetera. This is what's happening. It's like you said, biblical times, the era is here.
Yeah, it really is.
Everything that they're doing is to try to stop that. You know, even with the mRNA vaccines and all this stuff, this is all affecting our consciousness, our souls, our everything. And, you know, in this, all of this, you know, all the
transhumanism,
everything, right? The transhumanism agenda, you know, they want, because they don't believe, you know, the elites, they don't believe in God. They believe in this earth and that they want to live here forever. They don't want to die because they don't believe in an afterlife. They think everything you have is here right now and that's it. So this materialistic world is where the devil plays. This is it. And then that's it. And the Bible too, the materialism and everything like that. And, you know, and it's getting us so far away from our, what we are as humans and everything. You
this
know,
vaccine is disconnecting us from our souls and our God. It's, you know, like this, the whole technology that's in it is, and they're trying to create a hive mind society where we're all part of a hive, like insects, and we're not, we have no control. And that's where that's where the AI gets scary, because that shit is moving real fast right now. And
ChatGPT, I've heard that shit don't be thrown around. Man. What is that,
ChatGPT, I mean, it's the beginning of like the locomotive train that is. I mean, next few episodes, you're gonna get on it. You'll get the GPT AI episode in, because it's freaking coming in like a tsunami right now. It's like just
sweeping. I've heard that shit thrown around, all the TikTok videos.
But you can't stop it. Right now. The question is, how do we exist within it without letting it consume us? And how do the White Hats and the Galactics, how do they have this worked out? So, like, because obviously they're an advanced civilization, so they have AI, but it didn't take them over. So, but us, we're humans. Like us humans, we tend to, like, you know, we're a bunch of nut jobs, and, you know, we'll just freaking get consumed.
Easy, we're easy manipulatable and easy. Our brains are docile. We're meant to be slaves. We're built as slaves, dog.
Well, absolutely.
You know, when the ETs pass by, they roll up their windows when they pass by Earth.
Yeah, they try to play.
They lock their doors.
Guys, all right, guys, look, guys. All right, quick freaking no cap recap. We had devolution theory, which is a thing. Again, Donald Trump still allegedly in power, waiting for his time to return and take over the White House, which is the fucking face. Like, again, like the fucking poster boy story, right? The military is using military operations to keep the Constitution safe, and Biden has no executive power. Biden's a fucking joke. He's Joe Dirt. Fuck that motherfucker. I hate him. Anyway, now, I hate him now, because before I was fucking voting for these Democrats and shit. And then, well, I've been awakened thanks to you two guys. And the Galactic Report stated that there's also galactic reports and data that picks and upholds the idea of devolution theory being actually real, because there's reports of galactic entities, bases by the name, like, what's it called? Raven Rock,
yeah.
A bunch of them, and the people involved in those reports, and the people involved in devolution, and the Patel articles and all this shit, everything connects to actually...
Yes.
And Q dropping the bombs of knowledge on us too, and connecting DNA and ascension and ETAs. So that's just the massive. Everything connects to us actually having to wait for the time, right, for good to come back, Trump to take over the office again, and actually, you know, revealing what really went on.
Real quick, what do you guys think? Real quick, I'm sorry. What do you get? Real quick, what do you think that is, like, is right now your thoughts, like, the military has this, or is it like, Is this a battle we're still in the thick
It's complicated.
Of? Talking about disclosure, because that indicates the kind of like they kind
of
like
red crumbs of truth.
Victory.
Right. You know, and I think there's these two warring factions, you know, not just what we see, but what we don't see, you know, behind the scenes with the military and then even the intelligence communities.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people at the top
dark versus light military, you know, they're at it with each other.
100%, and you know, and everything is to stop the disclosure of not just, you know, the ET thing, but everything else too, you know. And I think that in the end, I do truly believe that God wins, and I think that the game, a lot of it is already over, and we're just playing out the hands, the public awakening phase of all of this, because they can't just drop the hammer and come arrest everybody. You know, if half the country still doesn't know what the hell is going on, it's going to cause a civil war.
It's too fast.
You know, so now, right. It just can't. Yeah. And listen, as much as we want it to happen right now today, because we're awake, we know what the fuck's going on, doesn't mean that, you know, Joe Schmo living next door knows what's going on. And what is he going
to
think?
Joe Schmo's going to have to wake up soon, because, you know,
right. And
coronavirus came and woke Joe Schmo up, and he didn't, you know, his life went on. So I think
coronavirus and the vaccine came and killed Joe Schmo's wife and shit.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they always act like, oh, the public can't handle it. Why they throw a zillion things at us every day and we handle it? So why can't we handle the truth? I think we can handle it.
It's so ridiculous. Absolutely, we can. You know, and we'd be stronger for it. You know, and I think and if you look at 9/11, you know how much of a horrible day that was. The day after 9/11, 9/12 was the most patriotic day this country has ever seen, because through adversity we come together.
Another episode, you know, man. I mean? Ooh, that's a deep one.
Yeah.
They're about to release the documents. I think they already released the documents of a homeboy getting killed on Elm Street. What's his name? JFK got killed on Elm Street. He did that on Elm Street.
JFK looked like it was the driver too.
Okay, so now, but you know why JFK, people don't make noise about it? They don't care. 40 fucking years later, people don't give a fuck. That generation already passed on, probably died.
People don't even care that the Project Veritas freaking video just came out and exposed Pfizer. People don't care about
that.
They're not even interested in that.
Pfizer backwards, spelled backwards, is a Hebrew word that means we're all dying.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I said that video. Yeah,
look it up.
It's nothing is an accident. Dog. Nothing is an accident, man.
I think 40 years from now we're gonna have 9/11 disclosure on all the real. People are too old for that shit.
No, that's 100%. Part of disclosure. That JFK 9/11. That's all has to be disclosed. Like that has to be.
Yeah, 100%.
JB from the Fell Academy and Rogue One, please let them know where they can find you now for another heat debate.
JB, formerly of the Fell Academy, now at Rogue One Media, rogueonemedia.com, or Rogue One Media Instagram, Rogue One Media YouTube. Come check me out. Say
that's
what's
right.
up.
That's right.
Pop in a DM.
What's up, Flash? Let them know where they can find you, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm over on Instagram still. I don't know how.
Flashy_news1
on Instagram. And then I'm on Truth Social, too. I'm going to start building up that a little bit. Flashy_truths.
Keep doing what you're doing, dog. Both of you. And JB, thank you again for sharing your time, dog. I know you have a tight schedule and you have
your
stuff to work on and everything. So guys, ladies and gentlemen, you could find Flash_news1 on Instagram and rogueonemedia.com, rogueonemedia.com. And you could also find them on paranoidradio.com. This is Trebles Garcia. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the listeners for tuning back in. Have a great one.
Thank you all, man.